Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started.
New study expands understanding of alpha variant. So, in December of last year, researchers in the UK discovered a new, especially contagious variant of the virus, now referred to as the alpha variant. Now, the version quickly became the prominent one in the US as it managed to skirt certain levels of immunity to COVID and raise the prospect of booster shots for vaccines. According to the New York Times, a new study helps us understand how the alpha variant reached this point. The alpha variant has 23 unique mutations from the other coronaviruses. Most research so far has focused on 9 of these mutations, the ones that alter the spike proteins and allows the virus to invade cells. One of these mutations even makes the variant attach more tightly to the cells. Now, a new study from the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, however, compared the alpha variant to other coronaviruses grown in lung cells. And in doing this, they found that the cells with the alpha variant made a lot less of the protein called interferon, which turns on the body's immune defenses against the virus. And when the alpha-infected cells did make the interferon, the effect was much weaker. And basically, the alpha variant is able to make itself almost invisible to the immune system. Now, the researchers also got a better idea of how the alpha variant may have been able to achieve this. The variant makes a lot more copies of a gene called, you ready for this? I didn't make this up, y'all, ORFNB. Now, this makes a viral protein that locks onto a human protein that helps the body produce interferon. Now, according to the Times, researchers are working now to develop boosters that help the immune system recognize the viral proteins in addition to making those spike proteins. So this is great for us to know how these variants are more not only infectious, but more virulent as well. And I can assure you here at Noise Filter, we'll continue to follow this story. American vaccine aid may not be substantial enough. In early June, the United States made its strongest entry into the global vaccine aid space. According to NPR, the Biden administration pledged 80 million doses of the vaccine to countries that needed it. And the MasterCard Foundation promised $1.3 billion to help the African Union vaccinate its residents. Some health officials, however, worry that this is too little, too late, and you can count me in as one of those health officials. Just to be clear, 80 million doses of a vaccine that are two dose, that's 40 million people who get vaccinated in a globe of 7.6 billion people. So I'm sorry, 80 million doses, not nearly enough. So first, the United States has a large stockpile of COVID vaccine. The federal government bought more than 1 billion doses of the COVID vaccine. Just to be clear, we have 330 million people in the U.S. Let's double that. If everybody got two doses, assuming that everybody in the U.S. would, we're talking about maybe 700 million people. So we bought 1 billion. So that means that there's roughly 300 million doses left. Okay, back to the story. And of the 2 billion shots that have been given out globally, more than 3/4 were administered in high-income nations. By the end of the summer, the US, the EU, and the G7 countries could have as many as 2 billion excess doses. Now, there isn't much clarity on how the US plans to allocate vaccines either. 75% of the doses the U.S. will donate will be sent through COVAX, a World Health Organization initiative that we've talked about here a lot on COVID Noise Filter. COVAX gets to decide what countries gets those shipments. The government says that the other 25% of the vaccine are to be used in a flexible way for countries that need them more urgently. And as reported by NPR, public health experts are concerned that this allotment is too vague and will only cause diplomatic frustrations. There is also a chance that simply providing doses to nations that need it is not a sustainable model. The vaccine is hard to preserve, and some countries have trouble finding demand for their supply once they receive it. In order to remedy this, one expert says that richer countries should help provide technology and raw materials for nations to help produce the vaccine themselves. And I 100,000% agree with that. Listen, let's just be very clear. A rising tide lifts all boats. If we are not all vaccinated at the same time in unison, we will see variants emerge as we're seeing right now. And as these variants emerge, and right now these variants, once we see these variants exhibit vaccine evasiveness, in other words, the immunity that vaccines bring us, if these variants are able to evade that vaccine-induced immunity, I don't even want to think about it. So please, if you are a healthcare official who has anything to do with being able to get vaccines into low-income or middle-income countries, or has anything to do with the fact that we can allow these countries to be able to make these vaccines themselves, that is really the only way that we're going to get out of this conundrum. We need to support the president in bypassing the TRIPS waiver and allow these countries to make this vaccine on their own. Joints for jabs, vaccines incentives. Now, the Biden administration has been encouraging states to get creative to get people vaccinated. Some utilize lotteries and other financial incentives. Some took a more smokier route. So to increase vaccination numbers, the state of Washington is incentivizing its population with free marijuana joints through a promotion called Joints for Jabs. How creative. The state's cannabis board announced that it's allowing marijuana retailers to give customers 21 and older a pre-rolled joint after receiving their first or second dose of the COVID vaccine. This promotion is intended to run until the middle of July and only applies to joints, not edibles or other products. Arizona is doing a similar thing, except they're providing free gummy edibles to those over 21 who receive their vaccine. Washington also decided to give free beer, wine, or cocktails to residents with proof of vaccinations. Other states, such as West Virginia, took a slightly different route. Their residents who get vaccinated will enter raffles or a chance to win a college scholarship, a truck, or a hunting rifle. The program, like others, is paid for by federal pandemic relief funds. Through the implementation of these types of programs, the Biden administration hopes to see vaccinations increase to 70% of the population. These programs have been proven to work, as seen with Ohio and the lottery campaign. Now, we must just wait and see. And also, can I just say, it's hilarious to see the different rewards or incentives depending on what state you come from. In West Virginia, it's a truck or hunting rifle because that's culturally appropriate for people in West Virginia. Here in Louisiana, it's crawfish and booze. And in Arizona and in Washington, it's pot. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.